Thank you very much to the DOE for coming back to New Hampshire to listen to the nearly 2,000 people that have spoken over the last 4 days and to hear from people on both sides, and also for accommodating the numerous media, including myself, who have been here to cover it and give at least my thousands of listeners a chance to see how their government operates that they are paying for. So thank you to the DOE and all your professional staff that have been very accommodating throughout this process. I'm here today to speak to you as a private citizen, and I want to talk to Mr. Wagner specifically. It is about something that drew me to New Hampshire 20 years ago. I've lived here for 6 years, 7 years now. I moved here in 2006 with my wife and my then one daughter from Baltimore to be here, a place that I have grown to love over the years. My family connection to this state predates me. My mother and my father honeymooned in the White Mountains. And today, up until his dying day, my father always talked about the White Mountain National Forest. It was a place that he loved dearly. And when I moved to New Hampshire, he would always ask me even more questions about it. Today, when my mother and my family pack up into a car and take our day trips to and through the White Mountains, whether it be to attractions that are surrounded by the White Mountains, whether it be Lincoln, Easton, or Glen, we have three generations of our family that are there enjoying it. One of the things that we notice that we don't see are power lines on Route 112 on each side of Interstate 93. They disappear. I think they're there, and I think that they are underground. We don't see them. As my two daughters, they love to play outside, and they just enjoy bike riding, fishing, hiking. But I am one of the fortunate few who has the distinct privilege in this world to say that the White Mountain National Forest is the playground of my children, and I want you to protect that. And for future generations, I have volunteered to stand in front of bulldozers on eminent domain cases. Mr. Wagner, I do not envy your position that you are in. I've heard many good things about you, and I understand that you are a very great man. But you stand right now between the PSNH bulldozers and the White Mountain National Forest, and you have a decision to make, to either move out of the way, and your decision is something that the world will see, or you can stand in the way and say no, and we won't see it, and that is the kind of history that is more kind to people for things that they don't see. So please deny the incomplete permit through the White Mountain National Forest.